Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning. Welcome to day 282 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. The fact that we can all hear the exact same sentence and each one of us will have a very different individual interpretation or reaction to that sentence means we really are all living in our own versions of reality. If we hear a truth and can honestly interpret it differently, it proves we're not all living in the same world. Even something objective, like hearing the fact that we are all going to die someday, can be interpreted many ways by many different people, depending on their mindset and attitude. Some people might be reminded of the fact that we may die at any point in time and be completely terrified of what that sentence means. Others may hear it and feel so much gratitude for each moment that they have already experienced and have left. Others might hear it and feel fired up and encouraged to live more fully with their remaining time. Every interpretation is valid and fair and real, but in my opinion, feeling excited and grateful is more preferable than terrified and avoidant. This fact, that we are all going to die someday, is true. But so is the interpretation of that being something to be excited and grateful about, as well as the interpretation that we should be afraid. And neither interpretation is incorrect, but they are vastly different and create different outcomes and behaviors as a result. And this idea alone really validates the fact that our perceptions actually create the reality that we are experiencing. The things that resonate for you reflect your past, your experience, your interpretations, and even more so, your attitude about all that shit. And this is why some people can go through hell and back and have the best mindset and focus on gratitude and love, and other people can be insanely privileged and still miserable about everything. And I'm saying again, neither one is wrong. Both experiences and feelings are valid because they're human. But again, I can tell you which way sounds preferable. If you can train your brain to reflect more positivity through practicing gratitude and joy and intentional love, through curating it, why would you do anything else? All you really have to do is let go of your expectations, your desired outcomes, your dreams. And I don't mean don't have anything to work towards. I just mean the way that we've put towards them. And allow yourself to observe for a while. Just observe the life that you've created already and the things in it for which you're already happy for. And then show gratitude for those things. And the more you put emphasis on that, the less power that other shit has to fuck up your day. And of course, do the essentials. Show up when you have to. and do follow your goals and dreams, but try to do so with a different attitude and see if it alters your interpretation of your entire life. And like I've said before, how we spend our days is how we spend our life. So the more you recognize your attitude towards your day-to-day, the more you can alter it to become a better life that you had always wished for. And another reminder, we are seeking feelings. So seek out those good feelings that you already have in your day-to-day life. And if you don't have many of them, try to create some. Because the way you're doing things now is completely valid and real, but so is a more joyful and intentional one. Obviously, this is easier said than done, so stay present, stay curious, stay patient, and stay consistent. That's the most you can do when curating a life that feels good to you. And recognize that your interpretation really does change the outcome of how you live. So focus first on your interpretations.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.